Okay, today's Yerushalmi Daf Peah Yud Zayin in Maseches Peah, as we continue our travels through Seder Zraim in the second Masechta here, Maseches Peah, and the Shiurim are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we ended off on a cliffhanger. We ended off in the middle with a question which we did not answer. The Mishnah had spoken about the different hefsekim, the elu mafsekim lepeah. That's the name of the parak, right? The names of the prakim. Elu dvarim, we know that name of the parak. That's the first one. Elu dvarim, we say that every morning. But the elu mafsekim, that's the name of this parak. That's how the Rishonim. The Rishonim, you know, quoted Gemaras from all over Shas, but as we know, not the dafim that we have, they named them, quoted by the prakim. So they also quoted the prakim and peah. They also knew that, you know, that was the names of the chapters. In Perek Ve'elu Mafsikin, that's where we're in now yesterday. The Mishnah listed off all of the Dvarim that are Mafsik for Peah that would make me give two Peahs from the field, because it would be considered two Sadachas, because you have to have, every Sadacha gets their own Peah, as the Halacha says, Shalo Yotzi Misada Lechaverta. The Rambam's Ram. That I'm not allowed to be motzi from one field to another. That is a dinda araisa. That is for sure a dinda araisa of having to give from your specific field. What's derabanan? What's being discussed here is the idea of mafsikin. All of these items that are mafsik, which would then create more pay. Again, there's no dvar levatala here. There's no extra bracha, but it's just more pay as I'm going to have to leave. Basically, more tztaka Chazal are instituting if these dvarim are mafsik. So then I would have to leave more than I would have thought. And this is the halacha. The Rambam quotes in the beginning. I don't know if we read this last time. The Rambam in the beginning of Paragimel of Matnas Aniyim. Remember, Matnas Aniyim is all about leket shicha and peya, and it's right after kilayim. The Rambam says there, ein menichras a peya misada al chaverta ketsad ha'yilo shteyad sados lo yiksar as ha'achas kula. I can't harvest an entire field and then leave peah from the other one. Shenemar, what if I want to do this? I want to be orderly. This will be mine and that field will be yours. So I'll leave the whole field peah. No, it doesn't matter. If it's not part of this field, peah is pa'as sadcha, and therefore not allowed. Lo sechala pa'as sadcha b'kirtzucha. Sheyaniach b'kol achas va'achas. And if you did, ain't a peah. Doesn't work. It's not peah. It's not peah if it's shalom min amukaf, as we might call it. It's not exactly the same thing. And amukaf means, you know, touching the item by the dough, by challah. But that is the Rambam in Paragimel Halacha Aleph. So now getting back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's not clear that this is a Dindaraisa, because if it was a Dindaraisa that all of these, the Nachal, the Shlulis, the Shvil, you know, are Mafsik, then it should be Mafsik even by Ste'ilon. And Ste'ilon, we're going to learn later on Daf Chaf, that it is not Mafsik for Ste'ilon, right? Only a Geder is Mafsik for Ste'ilon. You need an actual fence to be Mafsik by Ilon. So the Gemara says, okay, at least Geder should be for Daraisa then. Then if Geder is Mafsik for Ste'ilon, so Geder is Mafsik for everything, was that a Din Daraisa? Okay, what do you mean a Din Daraisa? Misora, Torah Sheval Peh. Is that Torah Sheval Peh that we're Mafsik the field that way? So now the Gemara says, Ve'ena Mechuvar, that's also not clear that that's a Din Daraisa. Why? Now on top of today's daf, in Tamar B'Mechuvar, if you want to say that it is Mechuvar, right, it is clear, Afilu, and it is Daraisa, then Afilu Seir Kodesh Mafsik. That even Seir Kodesh should be Mafsik. What does that mean? If one has branches that overflow onto the opposite sides of the fence. You have trees on one side and the branches go to the other side, and now the branches are all mixed up and interlocking and interwoven. So if you say that Geder is a Din Daraisa to be Mafsik, then even if you have that, it should go up out of Shamayim. Right? That shouldn't ruin the fact that the Geder is there, and yet it does. And yet it does. The fact that you have interlocking branches on top ruined the Geder Hefzik. So you see the Geder Hefzik is also not Da'oraisa, or else it would be Mafsik even in this case. Ditanina, because again, we learned later on, Emaya Seir Kotesh, Eino Mafsik, Elanosin Pe'alakol, that puts everything together. So Hada Amra, Sheino Mechuvar. So you see from here that it is not Mechuvar, it is not clear that these Hefzikim are a Din Da'oraisa. Also, continues the Gemara, in Tamar Mechuvar Hu, and if you want to tell me, if it is Mechuvar, I'll bring you another Raya, that it doesn't seem to be Daraisa. Afilu Mitzarechad Mafsik. then even if the overhanging, interlocking branches were only on one side. Right? Let's say one tree went over to the other side, and it's interlocking on that side. Not both. It's not both trees are going over. So even on one side, you should say is, it should be mafsik. Because that's not as much of a hefsik. It's not interlocking on both sides. Ditani, mayasir kodesh mikan mikan, eino mafsik, hayamitzad echan mafsik. So you have a chilik that if it's interlocking on both sides, it's not mafsik. But if it's only one on one side, it is mafsik. That type of chilik, dakas de chilik, the Vilna Gaon says, that doesn't sound like a din daraisa. A din daraisa has klalim, right? It works here, it doesn't work there. The details of one side mixed up, so then it still would be considered a geder to be mafsik. And if it's both sides, it's not, says the Gra, it doesn't sound that should be a din daraisa, right? Says the Gra, the ein svar, in the one of the kisvayat here, the ein svar lachalik bidaraisa kol kach. Right, there shouldn't be such details in chilukim. Ella vadai shekulhu midrabanan. It must also all be drabanan. All of these dinim of hefsik are drabanan. So that is the maskana. One has to give a peah lekol echad veechad from each of the fields. But again, there might be more fields in Yerushus than halachically midaraisa. There are fields. It might be called one big field midaraisa, but the rabbanan wanted to create more peah, and therefore they made these hefsekim midrabanan. Which again is their machmir. They create more tzedaka. We spoke a little bit about tzedaka yesterday and the last year about the reason we're kofa on staka, right? And we mentioned that in the context of Maaser Ani, but here in the context of encouraging, Chazal encouraged more payas and more matnas aniyim in this regard. We could talk about another. I forgot to mention something at the end of yesterday's shiur. We spoke about how, according to some achronim, based on the Ramban. Right, we mentioned that Tosfos had a couple of days. You know, why is it that we're kofe by staka? If staka is matan schar betzida, it has the schar for the mitzvah written in it. So one of the days is that, well, it's also a lo sasei. It also has lo saames, has lavavcha, the lo sikpots. So therefore, there are lo saseis. And what about the other days in Tosfos? You know, why? What would they say about the lo saseis? So we mentioned the achronim, Reb Elchanan and others suggest that, well, maybe that's based on the Ramban in Kiddushin, by those mitzvahs, Hashavas Aveda and Makeh, where the Ramban asks, aren't those lo saseis? So of course women would be obligated. And he answered, well, there maybe the lo saseis are just to be mechazik the aseis. And if that's true, so then really it's the asei. And if the assay would be Zman Grava, women would be Pturos, because those lo's assay is just to be Mechazik the assay. So the same thing is suggested to explain those days in Tosfos. One other ha'ara related to that, another question that's answered based on this suggestion. And that is, we know from Baba Kama and elsewhere, there's a big sugi called Pruta de Rav Yosef. Pruta de Rav Yosef. The Gemara in Baba Kama tells us a machlokes between Rav Yosef and others relating to a Shomer Aveda. Is a Shomer Aveda, if I'm guarding a lost item, am I considered a Shomer Chinam or am I considered a Shomer Sachar? So the Gemara, according to one day, it says, I'm a Shomer Sachar. What do you mean a Shomer Sachar? I'm not getting paid. I picked up your lost item. Where am I getting paid? Oh, if an Ani would come at the moment I pick up your item, I would be Osei B'mitzvah, and therefore I wouldn't have to give to the Ani. So I would be saving a penny. I would be saving a pruta by picking up your lost item because of that potential saving. It's a double chiddush. It's not an actual saving, but it's a potential saving, and it's not even gaining money, it's just saving money. Right? Both of those are chidushim. But that's the sugya called pruta de Rav Yosef, and therefore because of Osei B'mitzvah, you'd be pater from the pruta giving it to the Ani, and therefore ki'ilu you're getting paid. Ki'ilu you're shomer sachar. But one second. Osig b'mitzvah never knocks out lo sases. Osig b'mitzvah, I'm osig in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, so I can be poter the mitzvah of tzaka, but tzaka is a lo sase. Right? There's something called asi docha lo sase. That's true. But we're not talking about that here. It's not asi docha lo sase. Right? That has this unique mechanism. So, how do you answer that? So that's how some of these achronim, also the stipler in Kiddushin, in Siman Lamed Beis says, oh, same answer, based on this Ramban. The los aseis by tztok are only to be mechazik the asei. So once the asei is knocked out because of osig b'mitzvah, so then we would say the same thing with the los asei. Right, that's the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yaakov, the Nesivus is Kasha, in Ksubis, and not Memtes, you know what I mean? Osig b'mitzvah, fruit of Yosef, is only by aseis, not by los aseis. So how do you answer? So he says, l'divrei ha-Rambanan al harinicha, says the stipler. Right, according to that same Ramban, it's fine. Right, the b'mitzvah's aseh, de kum va'aseh, gamas, haras alos aseh, enu ela, kedei lachazek esu hasei ulazhiru shelo yabra alchiv hasei shenistav aleha v'kalecha deleka hasei memelag leka gam halos hasei. So if the hasei falls away, then the los hasei falls away. So it helps to explain kfiyah by tzedakah. It helps explain oseg b'mitzvah and pruta de Rav Yosef. Also related is just one makar, and this will come up later on in the Masechta, but we'll mention it now. But well, it's good to repeat things, and that is suffix tzedakah. Suffix tzedakah. Right, so suffix tzedakah. So sometimes, this is fascinating, we could have a whole list of these types of halachas. Sometimes you have areas of halacha that span two different shulchan aruchs. Right, usually you have Aruch Hayim, and you have Yaradeya, and you have Choshe Mishpat, you have Evan Ezer, you have, everything's in its own category. But once in a while, you'll have something that'll span two. Nida. Nida is both Tumah V'Tahara and Isser V'Heter. Two different worlds. Right, it's Isavet Labaila, but it's also Tumah V'Tahara. Ribis, Yaradeya, Choshen Mishpat. Ribis is in Yaradeya, even though it belongs to Choshen Mishpat. Hilchas Ksuba. Hilchas Ksuba is in Evan Ezer. But it also, speak to any Dayan, it's more Choshen Mishpat. Right, you have different areas of halacha that sometimes span two different ones. So what about Staka? Is Staka Choshen Mishpat or is Staka Yaradeya? Right, if there's suffix in staka, is that a suffix hamotzi mechaber lav araya, mamanis, or is that suffix iser, suffix nidarim? Right, so that's a machlokas rishonim. If you look in the Ran, in nidarim, davav, davzayin, that's the sugya of yados. Yesh yad litztaka o ein yad litztaka. Remember, those are like five cases. The Gemara starts off with yesh yad lapeya or not, which I don't know if we mentioned before. That definitely reflects that peya needs some type of dibur. We spoke about the Torah Zrom a week or two ago, about needing a designation. But the Gemara deals yesh yad lepeya or not, yesh yad lekidushin. But the Gemara there on the top of the Zayin of an Aleph, yesh yad litztaka, and yad litztaka. What's a yad? Remember, if I say some type of formulation, that's not 100% clear what I mean. Do we say that? That's what he meant. So the Gemara says, Ile, what's the case? Ile ma da'amar hadein zuza litztaka. If I said to about a certain money, this money is for tztaka, and then I say to another money, v'hadein nami, this also. So then the Gemara says, that's not a yad, that's actual tztaka. Hahu tztaka atzmahi. That's not a yad, that's not unclear. You're saying, I want to give this shekel and this one too. So that's clear, that's not a yad. El kagon d'amar hadein velo amar nami. You say, I'm giving this one to tztaka, and this one, that's all I say. So, and this one what? Did you not finish your sentence? And this one I'm not giving to tztaka? Or in this one, no, so that's a yad. So my hadein nami tztaka kamar. Did you also mean this one for tztaka? O dilma v'hadein lanafkusa ba'alma kamar. And this one I'm going to use for something else. V'diburahu de lo aske. I just didn't finish what I was going to say. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Ki mi amrinan do we say kima de iskish le karbanos? Well, tztaka is compared to karbanos in the same pasuk by Nedarim. Dechsiv beficha zut tztaka. So ma karbanos yesh lehem yad av tztaka yesh lehem yad. That stock has a yad too. O dilma lebalta acher ode iskish. Or no. It's only compared for balta acher. You can't delay stocka, which is interesting. When is the balta acher by stocka? But it's not compared inherently for yados. So there's no maskana. Meaning the Gemara does not answer the question. So the Ran here says, oh, so what do you say? Suffik stocka. Suffik stocka. You had a yad for stocka. You have to get the stocka or not. Says the Rashba. Azlina lechumra, kiva de salku b'teku. It's a teku, so you're machmir. V'chein kasav haramban, b'hilchosa, d'bayan de staka lo efshita behedya, v'sugin de yeshla yad staka v'kaim alanami, to call teku de isura lechumra. So the Ramban and the Rashba say, savik staka is lechumra, because it's savik the rest of lechumra. Okay, savik the rest of lechumra. How could you argue with that? Says the Ran. There are gemaras that talk about safik aniyim lekula, and you say, amosim echaber alavaraya. Right, what do we say about Meister Ani? Right, even Bezman Azeh, we have to be Mafrish, Shumas, and Meisters. Why? Because it's Tevel if you don't. So we're Mafrish, and then we switch it all onto money or something, and then we throw it out. But we do that for the Truma, and the Meister Rishon, and the Trumas Meister, and the Meister Shani. What about the Trumas Ani? We keep it. Well, we keep it. Prove to me. I'm Mosvach Alvaraya. Right, you can give some Meister Ani, but if it's if you're not sure what the Meister Ani is, you can get the Meister Ani. It's stuck, but if somebody has a suffix about the Meister Ani, suffix mamon ani amari, suffix mamon, does lina beil kula lenitva. So says the, says the Ron. Again, what I said isn't exactly what I just said about the Suffolk Matnas Aniyim. We don't have to get into that now, but the Ron quotes Rayas. Chul and Kuflam Adalid, and beginning of Maseches Yuma, quotes Rayas. You have a Suffolk Mamon Aniyim, lo mikris the Suffolk Yisura, el a Sveka to Mamon of Alakula. So that's a major machlokas we've shown him. Suffolk staka. Is that lakula? Because hamosim echlavarai is a suffolk mammon. Or do you say suffolk lachumra because it's a suffolk iser? Is it more yaradeya? Is it more choshe mishpat? Hilchas staka is in yaradeya. It's not in choshe mishpat. And the achronim have a tremendous amount of lumdus. Now what's the nukudas machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran? Whether the staka is lachumra or lakula, if you look in the Divrei Yecheskel and Simon Lamed, one of the great achronim, he says, maybe the machlokas is, how do you look at, we know by Hektish, you have a principle called amiraso legavoa, kimisiraso lehedyot. You don't have to give a kinyan to tztaka. You could just say, I'm giving this to Hektish. All of a sudden, my animal belongs to the Hektish. Amiraso legavoa. So do you say that by tztaka too? Do you say it already belongs to the aniyim or not? So he says, that's the machlokas. He says, the Rashba holds that saying it to the ani is not giving it to the ani yet. It's still on you. It's a chiyuv on you to fulfill. So it's safik daraisa l'chumra because it's still within the world of safik iser neder. Einu ala chiyuv geder levada karkata de gavra. Umishamachi. First, the Divrei Chesed quotes from the Machane Ephraim. Umishamachi havilei safik isura deikasavim mamon klal. But according to the Ran, I'm yerusal gavok yerusal hedyot. So it's basically the ani's already, but you're not sure if it should be the ani's yet or not. If you said it, it's the ani's. If not, so it's a safik mamon. That's the Machane Ephraim's formulation. The Divrei Chesed himself just thinks a different formulation. Bal ta'acher, or bal yachel, when you have an iser about, or a potential neder, that you're not sure if you fulfilled or not, but the neder is about money. So that's the question. Is a neder about money called money, or is a neder about money called neder? Right, and that's is bal ta'acher, or bal yachel, just about your chiyuv of staka, and it's just emphasizing your chiv of staka, or is it something external? That's his question. T'kam l'isser b'yachal, talya b'zeh, d'l'as ha-rashba, d'ein aniyim zochen klal, nimsa d'adayin isser b'yachal reviyole, b'shikin d'as haran, kulu, and he continues. There's more, but that's the Divrei Yecheskel in Simen Lamed. Okay, let us continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Rabbi Yossi, b'shim Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, Hifrish peya misad lachaver to lo kidsha. As we saw before, the Rambam passes this way, that if I did it on the wrong field, right, it doesn't work. Even based on what we just said, all of these hafsekim are derabanan, but the rabbanan say it's not good enough. So if you put peya from one side on the other side, it does not work. Interesting lashon the Yerushalmi uses, lo kidsha. Right, the Rambam just says ain't a peya. Peya has kedusha. Peya doesn't have kedusha. Sometimes kedusha just means, you know, status. Right here, it would mean status. It wouldn't mean like kedusha in terms of iser. I mean, iser gezel, and usher can't take it. But interesting lashon that the Yerushalmi uses in terms of lo kidsha, right? Which is not a lashon that we usually find by peya. It's just a more of a chalos. Again, if you look in the Ma'adani Aret, I saw of Shlomo Zalman, he has many sveikas. He brings up the questions. He's like the Minchas Chinuch of this Masechta. Says the Ma'adani Aret, he quotes the following suffik. He says, Im nasan shir echad mishishim min asada hashniya al beis asadas. Let's say I didn't know. I have two fields. I thought you could give peah from one to the other. So I took peah from one field, 1/60th, the full amount, from field 2. And then I find out, oh, I can't give peah from one to the other. Do I have to give all 1/60th that I already designated? Or is that like hafrasha b'taus, and I could take half of that, right, and half, I could make only half of that peah, and then I could take the other half from the new field. Mistafakna im la'acher shenodalo, she'en nostin misada achaz al shniya, yocha levatel machzis min ha-peah, mishum dahavi kamo torim min azesim al azesim, v'shemen. So Devriya Rambam, Bala. Oh, Dekivan, Shinizbar, Deinze Begeder Shal Hafrasha, Kamo Hafrasha, Shumas and Maestras. But, or do you say, no, this isn't a Hafrasha like Shumas and Maestras. Al Kain Shaper Chal Shein Peya, Al Kol. It's, as we might say, my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig likes to say, its weakness is its strength. Right, what does that mean here? If it was a Hafrasha of Hakdasha, Shumas and Maestras, then you could say it's a Hakdasha Betos, and therefore it didn't work. But here it's not a Hakdasha, right? It's not really a status. You just said, I'm going to give this to the Ani. but it didn't get, really give it a status. It was peya, but not in the same way. So maybe then it's impossible to change. Right? He says, V'alkin shaper chal shem peya, I'll call ma shehifrish. We'll close it and he quotes a raya for this, but that's his subject. What do you do in this situation if you gave from the other side and you want to change it? Okay. Reb Zeira ba'akumi Reb Yossi. Reb Zeira had the following question in front of Reb Yossi. Niskavein lezakos min ha-meitzar. What's the question here? So the Gemara is going to have one understanding of this question. Then we're going to reject it, and then we're going to have another understanding of the question. But meitzar is a border. It is a border. Let's say the fields in the days of old had a border to separate it between the different fields, usually between different owners, and the border was either a little raised, right, or a little lower, just to, without a fence, let's say. Just the field. How do you know that you have two different cornfields next to each other? So how do you know the difference between the two? So you have a little indentation, either up or down. That's the meitzar. So is that good enough? This is the first understanding of the question. Is that good enough to be mafsik between fields? It's not a river. It's not a, shalulis. It's not a canal. It's not a shvil. But it's meant to be mafsik. It's meant to be mafsik. Right, so is that good enough? Right, so one might say, what do you mean? The Mishnah gives examples, all the things that are mafsik, and this is not on the Mishnah's list. So maybe isn't that a raya that it is not mafsik? The fact that it's not on the list. Right, so the Achronim wonder about that question. Right, is there a way? Maybe those are just examples, and this could also fulfill, or maybe those are dvarim de memela. Those weren't made to be mafsik. Here, these were made to be mafsik, so maybe it's even better, right? If you have something that just happens to be there, a river, an aqueduct, even if hakotzer l'shachas, all those, you didn't do those specifically with kavana l'havdil. So maybe those are the ones in the Mishnah. But if you dafka did something kavana l'havdil, so maybe those would be automatically good to be mafsik. So that's the question. Niskavin l'zakos ben ha-meitzar, is that good enough? And the Mefarshim point out that really, Reb Zeira discusses this in elsewhere by a totally different halachic context. And the question he's asking Reb Yosa is that similar to our case? What context? Kinyan chazaka. How do you machzik a field? How do I kona a field? Either kesef shtar, right? Pay for it. Shtar or chazaka. I could go in and do something, bukuf hakarka. I could dig. I could put up a fence. I could do something, bukuf hakarka. And the halacha is, what if I want to be koneh? I want to be machzik, two fields next to each other, and there's a meitzar in the middle. So by kinyan chazaka, if I'm machzik one field, then I'm not machzik the other field. The meitzar separates. Right? That's what the Gemara says elsewhere. Right? That's what if you look in the Marafoldi, he quotes from Cheska Sabatim, Hasam shtei sado shel geru meitzar b'neiyam. Right? There are two fields that became hefker, and there's a meitzar in between. Hechzik ba'achas lo neskavin liknos gam kena meitzar lo kana chaverta. Right? You're not going to the other one. Ubay Reb Zeira, hechzik neskavin lozakas as a meitzar. Well, we'll get to that. That'll be the maskana according to how we're understanding it. The question that he's asking is that does pay have the same halacha? So just like it's mafsik by Nichse Hager being mafsik in those kinyan chazaka, so is it also mafsik in cases of peya? That is the question. Visara mina, and he ignored him. He didn't answer the question, right? Says the Marafolda, Vehishmid Rav Yosi v'lopasha le'abaya. He didn't answer. So what does not answer usually mean? It means he didn't have an answer. He didn't know. I generally try to, answer I get many questions and WhatsApps and emails. But if I have nothing to say, then sometimes I just, what am I going to say? I don't know. I can say I don't know. Rashi says I don't know plenty of times. But if I have nothing to add, it's just a comment. So lahavdil. But Rav Yosa says, Rav Yosa v'sara mina. So he didn't answer. So the Gemara assumes that means he didn't know. He had a suffix. So the Gemara is about to say, how do you have a suffix? We have a beferish following source that he was clear. Well, we'll get back to Kinyan Chazaka if we have time. But the Michlafa Shidas at Reb Yosa, what do I mean? The following shows that Reb Yosa had a different idea. The Tanina Taman, because we learned later on, the Mishnah later on Adaf Chaf Hei Amid Beis, the first Mishnah in the third Perek Malbinos. We're in Perek the Elu Mafsika now. But the parak Malbanos Hatua, which starts on Daf Chaf Hey Amid Beis here in our Yerushalmi, the Reisha therefore says, our Gemara quotes the Seifa. The Reisha first says, Hamenamer es Sadehu. If somebody Menamer, what does that mean? Makes their field spotted, a namer, a leopard. Right? Menamer, so how do you make your field spotted? Why? There were some areas that grew very quickly. Maybe it was fertilized better, maybe just the seeds were like more. So I picked those areas, I harvested those areas, now I have a whole field, and I have a bunch of different spots in my field which I already harvested. So now, all the other spots that are not connected to each other, are they one peya or different fields for peya? That's the machlokas there. Hamenamer esadeu v'shir klachem lachem. I left plenty of stalks that are standing. Rabbi Akiva says, peya mikol echad ve'echad. Rabbi Akiva says there, you have to get peya from each one. Each one. Chacham say, no, it's still called one field, even though it's kilu, you just started to harvest from those areas. But it's not called separation in between, right? That's the resha of the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah says that umodim chachamim, Rabbi Kiva, the chachamim would agree. The chachamim who said in that case that you only do one pay, it's called one field, they would agree to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Kiva, who says that it is separate payas, they would agree. Bezorea sheves ochardel b'shloshim makomos. If you plant dill or mustard seed in different places in your field, right? And the Gemara just throws in for a minute. Keni masnisa sheves b'shloshim makomos, chardel b'shloshim makomos. You do it in three different places, the sheves or the chardel. So then the chachamim would agree that it's separate payas. Why? So now there's a machlokas. Why are there separate payas? Shmuel amar b'vdei she'ena rishon shabehen mamtin la'achron shabehen. Because they grow at different times. They blossom at different times. So what you harvested already, is like a separate min. It's like a separate species, and therefore it's going to be two different payas for those fields. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, and this was important for us, Rabbi Yossi said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi darkan lizara arugas arugos. Because the way that Sheves and Chardel are usually planted are not in these huge fields, but smaller patches separated by border lines, like we're talking about, the Meitzars. That's how they're usually planted, and therefore, what does Rabbi Yossi explain in the Mishnah? That these border patches are mafsikim. So you see, he's clear that it's not a suffix. He's not sure. It's not that he's not sure what they are, right? They're clearly separate. Vikohu amar hachin. And here he doesn't say that. That's the language of the Yerushalmi that we had a number of times in Brachas. And here he didn't say that, right? That's the machlef stira. So why didn't he answer Reb Zeira's kasha? Reb Zeira asked him, is the Meitzar mafsik like it's mafsik by Kenya Chazaka? Is it mafsik also by Peya? It says here by Feirish. He explains the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak, in parak Malbanos, that it is mafsik, right? So it must be that we misunderstood the question of Reb Zeira. So that's where we're going to have another shot of the question. But first, it's interesting that the other mafarshim on the page don't ask this question, but if you look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he deals with this question. What do you mean? What was Shmuel's reason? Shmuel said that you have to give different payas from the Sheves and the Chardel in different areas because they're not mamtin la'achron shebehem. Because they all, ripen and get ready to be harvested at different times. But didn't we learn earlier in this parak that that's a reason not in the first parak, that's a reason that it's not chayiv and pay at all. Right? We learned one of the five ingredients, remember? It has to be ochel and nishmar l'kitas okachas. Right? That was one of them. They all have to be gathered at once. If it figs, right, they ripen at all different times, so there's no chayiv and pay at all. And the machlis olakiyim. So what does Shmuel say here? Oh, Sheves and Chardel, you take separate payas because they don't all ripen at once, but shouldn't that be a reason that they're not chayv and pay at all? So he quotes two deyas. He quotes the Gra, and he quotes the Chazon Ish, his uncle. He says, V'yaf agav d'shaninu kol de'ein likitas okachas eno chayv klal b'peya. And even though we learned before, I think we might have mentioned this, ze'eino ela b'teina v'chayotze b'zeh. That's by figs. Shem eino malaki desarishon amamtinan sha'achron yizbashel miskalkel harishon v'noshem in ha'etz. No, because by figs, if you don't harvest the earlier ones, they're going to go bad before the later ones get good, get ripened. Aval hacha, here, you can harvest them now, but even if you leave them in the ground, in the field, they'll still be good enough for you to take when the rest ripens. So that's not called, a lack of likitas or ka'achas. Aval hacha, yachol lahamtad, she yispashal la'achron, v'lolakton ka'achas, hagra. So that's the Gra's pshat. The Gra says that, no, you really could leave them and you could harvest them all at once. You just choose not to, but that's not enough of a separation. And then he quotes the Chazon Ish. This I think we quoted earlier. The Chazon Ish quotes from many rayas that he argues on the Gra, and he says, no, the reason is because there's not so much time in between. V'hatam d'chashav achad k'dosak achad b'shum shehefzik bein aksiros hefzik muatu v'dafka behefzik yamim rabim chashiv ein l'kitasok ha'achas. Only if there's a lot of time in between the two harvests, but there's not so much time. So here it's ein mamtin, but there's not much time. So either way, we see from this discussion that Rabbi Yosa was clear that these meitzars, these border patches, these border lines, are a hefzik. So that can't be the question that he didn't answer of Zera. So, pshitale, we continue the Gemara now. Pshitale shu mafzik. So surely it's mafzik. So what's the question that he, really of Zera was he asking him? Lo tzircha dalo. This doesn't mean dilo, that not. It's dalo, dala, or like, or we just take out the word. Right? Lo tzircha dala, that it is, katsha mishum peya o lo katsha. What's the question? What does this mean? What about the meitzar itself? Can I take peya from the meitzar itself for the fields? That's the question that he was asking, right? If you look in the Mara Fulda, im hechzik, just like in the Bakinya Chazaka, if I was machzik in the meitzar itself to be kohen in both fields, because this is a border between two fields. So el hechzik be meitzar likno sados mi baile imahani cheskas ha meitzar linin sheyiska sados. Right? Does it work for Kinyan Chazaka is also a question. Even though it's in between, it's mafsik, but is it also considered part of? Is it a part or part of? That's the question. Meaning, taking from the Meitzar itself, can you leave Peya from that? Is that called part of the field? It's meant to be a separation, but is it also nechshav part of the field? That's the question that he was asked, that Reb Zera was asking Reb Yosa, and Tani Reb Oshia, the Gemara quotes, well, we would know it from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Hifrish peyel misada lachaverta lo kitcha. Right? If you take peyel from one field to another field, that doesn't work. Ushma meimar afilo meitzar, which is mashma. We take as mashma that from the meitzar it would work. Meitzar would work. Just the from the different field it wouldn't work, but from the meitzar it would work. That's one way to read it, or another way you might read it is that it's not the field. So then maybe even meitzar what? Even meitzar would work, even meitzar not work. I just explained it as it would work, but again, it's open to know exactly what works. If you look in the Ras Sirlio, he explains it as I just said, Tekima Tani Le Stamma Misa the Chaverta. Shmamina de bechol sada shehi chaluka laatzma ka'amar v'afilu meitzar. Right, every field is chaluka laatzma even meitzar. If you look in the Gra, sheshama beferish afilu ben meitzar imifresh peyanami lo kitcha. Right, maybe not. If you took from the meitzar, it wouldn't be kodesh. I remember there was another mafarish that said the other way. But either way, you know, it's clear about meitzar, but not 100% clear what the Maskana is. Just look at the Chayrav Chankadievsky to finish up. He quotes Pirish Rav Oshia, Brisa, Shamulet, Zanikolius, Rav Zikon Lepeya, Umana Af Meitzar Bahadayhu. And he had a Meitzar was also with a Mafsikin. Umisayim im Hifrish, Misad Lacharata, Lokit, Shama Meitzar Chashav Hefsik, Afilu Leinyin Di Eved. Okay, it seems like most say the opposite. That it wouldn't be included, afilu meitzar would be included in a separate field. Okay, so let's stop here. Hashem, we will continue in the second parak next time.